This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, Ace Cosby's bloody nose, sports history, and Chick talks like a horse. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
This tape is dedicated to the only women to give me a full body boner, a rare condition called pig immortus. I don't want to date anymore. She's the one I adore. She'll knock your ass to the floor. Loving Ronda Rousey. Her messy bun's all business. A knockout I can't resist. You don't want to make her piss. Stalking Ronda Rousey. Hey, Rhonda, check out my pants. Look what you've done to me. You just changed this arm bar into an overhook. Rhonda, don't worry about Holly Holmes. You're hotter than her. At least you don't look like the bass player from the Bengals. Hell, Larry Holmes looks better. I've got a stealth fighter fist, invented the scissor kick, teaching her all my tricks, training Rhonda Rousey. She did a donkey kick, I tried an ankle pick, and now I've got a fat lip for kissing Rhonda Rousey. Rhonda, you're so fire-ass hot. All this dirty talk makes me feel different. You got my plum clenching. Hey, Rhonda, I got some weed out in the car. Let's change this low Perry into a Steve Perry, because I can't fight this feeling anymore. She likes to stick and move, checking my oil was rude. I swear to God, that's true. I'm under Rhonda Rousey. I don't want to spar anymore. Bruises make my face sore. I can't slap this mat no more. I'm tapping Ronda Rousey's.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Willie G and Patty G are here with us. This is Tom speaking. And once again, Ace had a bloody nose. He's had a tampon shoved in his nose all morning long, but it's gone. Seemed to have recovered. But Pat, you've written a song about Ace's bloody nose.
And in the style of music that Ace likes, he's a huge fan of Alice Cooper and stuff like that. So I've done a little Alice Cooper tribute.
Okay.
For
Ace. Oh, all right.
Sure. Ace got his voice. Impressive indeed.
Oh, my God.
He got the bass. Mixes the radio feed. He spent his life on the radio. Nobody hit him, but he got a bloody nose. Maybe he picks it at night too often, or blows too hard, or took a nasty fall. Only Cosby bleeds. Only Cosby bleeds. He borrowed a tampon from Christy Lee's daughter.
Oh, nice.
Sorry, Christy.
I'm not sorry.
Why do so many of these songs end with me thinking I have to call HR?
So grateful when that ended.
Only. Oh, well, there you go. Very nice, Pat.
Yes.
What a morning.
Yeah. Now, we haven't finished sports yet. Nope. I'm sorry. Where were we?
Let's go back to time now for birthdays in sport.
My new favorite segment on the Bob and Tom Show.
What do you think?
Now, are these all sports-related birthdays or sports figures?
For instance.
What? Well, why would it?
What's the?
Because a lot of times these aren't sports-related.
Yes, they are. All of chicks are.
Okay, Wayne Gretzky. He was born on this date in 1961.
His nickname, Tom?
The Great One.
The Great
One. Which I think
Jackie Gleason.
Yeah, I never quite figured that out. Who gave him that? Okay.
Trixie. Well.
He won the Stanley Cup in 84, 85, 87, 88. Man, something else, right?
Oh, yeah.
800 goals or something?
And isn't his daughter famous now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gretzky?
She's married to a golfer, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Yes.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. Very pretty.
Anne Hathaway, isn't it? That's his daughter.
That is not. That's a
good guess.
On this date, 1935, Bob Uecker was born. Now, ladies and gentlemen, with the theme to Bob Uecker's television show, Mr. Belvedere, it's Josh Arnold.
Drinks on the China. I never mattered bit more.
Hey.
Who cares?
Old school.
You drop kick the jacket when you came to the door.
Tom has no idea what you're doing.
Never saw the show.
Tom is.
I didn't get it, but I had fun.
Is it
Leon Redbone?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, he does the theme song.
He does the theme,
Oh, nice.
Leon Redbone. And finally, in today in sports birthdays, Paul Newman.
Paul Newman? All right,
was born on this day.
He was a fine race car driver.
1925.
That's a legend in the pasta world. I was just saying he's a legend in the pasta world.
Yes.
And, oh, boy. Salad dressing.
With good reason.
Sure. Yeah.
Great.
Start in Slapshot, of course.
Racer.
Oh, that's such
Arnold Skate.
If you've never seen Slapshot, it is such
today.
A great movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
You think Paul Newman's related to Gary Oldman somehow? You think, does that, nothing?
What?
Perfect.
Oh, so Newman and Oldman?
Yes.
Oh, those, God.
It's really
make
bad.
That jump.
That's your son there.
I thought it would be something.
You
said
gave him this morning.
Maybe the Newman-Oldman line. Maybe today's the day.
How about Denny Friedman, my friend of mine from junior high school?
Well, no, it's new and old.
All the man.
Penny Youngman?
Yes, thank you.
Newman, Oldman, Youngman? Yes. He's got something.
I've always said he was quite a fine car driver, of course, and a racer. I don't think he could have gone the other way because you have to. I don't think he could have gone from being the salad dressing guy to the driver.
That would be more difficult.
That would be.
You got to be. You got to be a great actor and then a cool guy that drives cars. Then you
sure.
Then go salad dressing.
Yeah.
You don't. Ranch doesn't get you a lot of street cred at the track. Hey, there's the guy that invented ranch dressing. Cool. Give him the keys.
I may beg to differ, actually.
I would.
The guy who invented ranch dressing anywhere would be celebrated.
Okay. I would watch Guy Fieri in a NASCAR race. I'd really enjoy that. Send him in there.
Remember the days before ranch dressing? All we had was Thousand Island and French and vinegar and oil. Remember those awful days?
Yes. I like vinegar and oil.
Of course, Christy does. Christy's never eaten mayonnaise in her life.
I just like, could you just spray some water on my salad?
a light spritz.
Actually, I usually don't use salad dressing at all.
Do you use lemon juice?
Just the air.
Sometimes, but very rarely.
Lord.
I'll just eat it plain.
Boy, oh boy.
I know.
You are an abomination.
Just choking down a dry salad.
You enjoy it, though?
The salad bar in hell.
I like a very lightly dressed salad if dressed at all. Yeah.
Well, are you one of those who will...
On the side.
Okay, yeah, and just kind of dip your fork in it, and then there you go.
That is insane.
Exactly.
You only get a salad for the ranch dressing. That's why you get it.
I am the king of turning a salad into a 3,000-calorie meal.
That's pretty easy to do.
Salad bar, 10,000 calories.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the salad bar? You mean the place that I put more ranch, bacon bits, and shredded cheese on my steak?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Don't you hate it when you get to the end of the salad bar and someone's mixed up the ladles and the ranch? It looks like you're at that spin art at the county fair. Remember that?
Yeah.
They got the wrong ladle in there, son.
Well, there's croutons and the cheese and egg and the pins. Like, who was in front of me? Catherine Hepburn?
This is not funny.
Got the shakes.
Not funny at all. Just need to air this out. Can we get rid of raw broccoli in salad bars? Give me a little bit of roasted broccoli, not the raw broccoli. What is that? You like that?
Like raw broccoli?
I don't mind it.
Of course not.
I like it too.
You like raw broccoli?
No, it's okay. It's not for everybody. What? Yeah, I do like it.
The whisk broom of the bowel.
Yeah. That's right.
The lower intestine.
That's right.
Food that tastes like paper. A book by Christy Lee.
We have popcorn in the news today in the world of sports.
We do?
It's a world record, kids, and guess who said it?
David Rush.
That's right.
Stupid. Now what?
He continues to imprint on his children.
Did he make the world's largest popcorn string?
David Rush has set the Guinness World Record for the most popcorn caught in the mouth in 1 minute.
Now, there's a trick to this.
How is he not choking to death?
Well, that's the trick.
The guy throwing the popcorn.
Hollywood Hannon?
Is the real hero of this one.
Well, Hollywood has to throw left-handed and right-handed in this
one. Threw the individual pieces from 6.5 feet away. Rush was able to catch a total of 54 pieces of popcorn in his mouth in 60 seconds.
So he's not chewing it up and swallowing
it. Yeah, that's the trick.
Okay.
I don't know. I think we could get close. The old record was 37.
No, he's got to really jump around to catch them, but then he doesn't
eat the accuracy them. Of the throws.
And a couple of them looked like they kind of hit his tongue and he kind of...
Does he spit them out or keep them in his mouth?
No, he spits them all out.
Oh, it's catch and release? That's not fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the pigeons were happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit weird.
I just don't like any record that involves wasting food. I hate that kind of stuff.
Oh, they always give it to the birds or whatever.
He's a good man.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
I don't think 54 kernels of popcorn is going to hurt anybody.
No.
Does anybody here ever eat popcorn as a meal?
No, it's a snack.
Okay.
I have, but not the way you eat
it. I know people who do.
And
you're one of them. Yeah.
Yeah, dry popcorn. Any salt at all?
Yeah, I put salt on it. I put Molly McButter on it sometimes.
Party.
She's a party. Irish lass.
Wow. Yeah, Molly McButter slot. She drinks O'Doul's.
Yeah.
O'Doul's light. Molly McButter.
O'Doul's light.
Molly McButter.
This is not his best record, I got to admit. It looks pretty silly. But he's got some very good records this
record nonetheless.
Yeah. This would be a lot harder to do with like Pringles.
Well, yeah.
You got to frisbee him in.
Yeah, much
harder. Now we're talking.
I don't think a Pringle would fit in my mouth. The whole thing without chewing?
Then you and I have nothing to talk about.
You can't fit a whole chip. It's one chip,
not the whole can, Christy.
It's just a chip.
No, we're talking about individual Pringles. You don't have to.
Still, think about that. That's a big chip.
Could you get your mouth around a can of Pringles around the top of a jar?
Yeah, I think I could. At least the lips.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. No way.
Yes.
Christy, could you take a can of Pringles and get your whole
I might be able to get my lips around the top of this coffee cup.
No way.
Okay.
No,
here we go.
I can't
at all. I was even fish hooking myself.
Can you get it around the... You could get it all the way around that.
On the bottom. Oh, there you go.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
there you
wow.
Go. Oh, that's
so that has been so gross. Look,
I think there's some guy out there is going to freeze frame that.
Yeah.
And take it to bed tonight.
That's why I'm not doing it.
His eyes just lit up.
Okay. All righty. Was that sports?
No. A skier was chased down a mountain by a bear. Isn't there a song like this?
Skier chased down the mountain.
By a bear.
Big bear on
the incident
tree.
Took place on a ski slope in Predeal, Romania.
Oh.
Predeal, Predeal, Romania. Multiple people filmed the scene from a chairlift. They were shouting at the skier to alert him to the danger.
This guy's just casually
skiing down the hill.
Yeah,
if you notice,
turning left, turning right, turning left, turning right, and there is a bear running down behind him, and people in the chairlifts are screaming at him.
A local official, Ian Zaharia, said that when the skier realized he was being chased, he threw a backpack on the ground, which distracted the bear and allowed him to escape.
Smart.
which carried the honey and the peanut butter.
It's pretty funny. I put it up on Twitter if you haven't seen the video.
What kind of bear? Is it a big brown bear?
I don't... It's a big bear.
He was after he ran over the last mogul this guy hit when he saw the bear.
Mountain officials say...
That answers the question, does a skier being chased by a bear poop in his pants? I think
they're going to attempt to relocate the bear is what uh-huh.
Oh, check.
Yeah, they're going to relocate it to the lawn.
Here's my question. If you're on this chairlift,
yes.
You're going up the mountain, and you can see the video that they have. You can see the people in the chairs in front of the
guy
are also filming it or whatever, videoing it.
Oh, and we're in...
When you get up to the top, what are you going to ski down?
Right.
Knowing that there's a bear down there?
Well, by the time you got back down there, the bear would be gone.
How do you
know?
That's
what you would hope. Otherwise, it's just standing down there like it's catching spawning salmon.
This is, by the way, why you don't want to wear salmon-colored ski pants. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, this offers us a tip on how to safely encounter a bear.
Okay. Oh, it does.
This news story really? Does.
We always get these, and I never can remember them.
If you see a bear in the wild, do not attempt to run away. Instead... Stand tall, wave your arms, and talk loudly but calmly, and then say, hold still. Back away slowly, but stop moving if the bear follows you.
That's, that's what they told me when I stayed at that cabin in the...
So you're stuck
there
forever.
The bear follows you, just stop?
Everything that was just said, they said, no, you want to try to be loud, get that bear out of there, but if it doesn't move, just slowly back away, and if it's following you, just kind of wait.
At what point, do you take a swing? At what point
you... don't
are
take
you,
a swing at a bear.
I think when you can smell its breath.
God.
I think you hit it on the nose is what I was
saying. Wait, really? Isn't there some poem?
Brown,
if
lay
it's
down.
Brown, okay.
Black, fight back. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Grizzly.
And then white, good night, because you're just dead.
Really?
Yeah, yes. If a polar bear sees you, you're dead.
Oh,
don't try to split because you'll... Never mind. It is scary.
The bear went over the mountain. That's a song. The bear went over
bear
the mountain.
Went over the mountain.
How'd that go? The bear,
I have no
went,
idea.
The
bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the
what?
Mountain.
Oh, I thought it was like a Joni Mitchell song or something.
No. It could be.
In any event, this guy's skiing and he's being chased by a bear at a ski place somewhere in Europe. So I can't imagine what the people that got to the top were doing.
I don't know. It doesn't go into the detail of that. I'm sure they made sure the bear was gone and then gave him an all clear.
I'm guessing this doesn't have the... standards of, say, Vail or Aspen.
Oh.
This ski resort.
Anywhere you would go.
Of course.
I mean, I'm just saying it looks like a lesser...
I'd like to think there's a bear dressed as a ski instructor at the top of the hill going, please go down. Everything is fine.
Everything is A-OK.
The slope to me looked very icy.
Try a double black diamond. There's plenty of little moguls on this to trip you up and then you'll be eaten. But I love the fact that they're thinking about relocating it. It's pretty scary.
Okay. To the lodge after they stuff it.
Yeah, with bullets. Okay. Is that sports?
No. Rather than advertise its Budweiser brand during the Super Bowl, Anheuser-Busch. Well, I'm fine. You have a good day, too. We'll donate the money it would have spent on an ad to coronavirus vaccination awareness.
That's a good idea.
Oh, how about that?
Monica Rusgee, Budweiser Vice President of Marketing, said the brand's still calculating how much it'll spend on vaccine awareness, but it will be a multi-million dollar commitment.
I hope they have a picture of a Clydesdale with a mask on that starts talking like Mr. Ed.
That is your ultimate 2021 fantasy.
It's just Mr. Ed.
If he's wearing a mask, you wouldn't be able to see him talk anyway.
That'd be easy.
You could see his big horse teeth moving underneath a mask. Let me try it.
Please be aware of the vaccine.
Hey, Wilbur. Are my lips moving?
Yeah. Who would you have voice the horse?
That's a really good question.
I have an idea.
We're looking right at him. Chick
hello,
McGee.
How are you?
I think just
good.
Your voice, Chick.
There's no... Just the regular voice?
Yeah, let's try it.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
No.
Oh, I think that's funny.
That's funny. It's so casual.
Be safe. Be safe around the vaccine. 6 feet apart, wear a mask.
So you think you sound like a Clydesdale. And you think Ace is delusional?
Yes. Yes. I still do. Unreasonable confidence.
That one day you sounded like a pony.
What?
Really?
Remember?
No, I don't.
No, you were a little hoarse. And,
it was a slow pitch. I didn't pick up on it.
You're welcome.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody. Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.